We're more than halfway through the year, and pandemic life continues to play out with many twists and turns as we all try to stay healthy. This is Lisa Berry, and we often talk about the impact of our global health crisis on people. But animals are affected as well, including at Ann Arbor's Creature Conservancy, where we're joined now by founder Steve here on 89.1 WEMU. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Good. For those who are not aware, the Creature Conservancy is a nonprofit educational organization promoting conservation through education. And I've been out there. I did a feature on it for WEMU a while ago. And as I recall correctly, it started by rescuing an alligator about 15 years ago. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. About 16 years ago now, I was working at the vet clinic here, which is also on campus, and I opened the front door to find a box that said, beware of alligator, warning attack alligator, or something such like that. And sure enough, there was little Al in there. He's about 3 foot long at the time. We looked around for a number of places to send him off to because we were a vet clinic and had no interest in owning an alligator. But all the zoos and nature centers and rescues were just filled up, didn't have available spots. These things get big, live a long time, not always pleasant in their disposition. And so we ended up having a couple of other exotic animals dumped off on our door that same summer. And so that's what sparked us to start the Creature Conservancy.
What impact has this global health crisis had on your facility?
Wow, it's had a lot of impact in a number of different ways. There are actually some direct impacts on the animals. The cat species are known to be able to get COVID. Several tigers at a zoo in New York came down with it, so I have to take extra precautions around our cats. Not that the lynx or the cougar were hands-on animals of the public anyway, but we have to be more cognizant of that. Canines are known to get that, and that can potentially affect our dingoes and our coyote and our Arctic foxes. Ferrets and their relatives are also pretty subject to that. So the USDA has been sending out little notices about concerns as other zoos become aware of it, and we're certainly watching out for those notices.
Are people dropping off animals like they did when you first started with the alligator?
It unfortunately continues to happen, and it's very habitual that it happens when times get tough. During the 2008-2009 financial crisis, the amount of animals dumped off on us certainly increased, and we're seeing that same cycle happening again. And in fact, two of our most recent acquisitions are a couple of dingoes that came from a zoo in the UP. They were basically in COVID crisis, and they literally said they needed less mouths to feed. And, you know, could we take leopard and dingoes and kind of a whole list of things? And initially, we said no because we're very much in the same boat. But we thought that the dingoes were a tractable, handleable animal that once we get around this crisis would be good for the conservancy to have, and they're relatively easy to care for, and we actually had an open space that they could go into. So we did ultimately say yes. So we do get some animals from the zoos, like that was the case here. We've gotten a number of animals that were surplus animals from the Columbus Zoo. We have a lynx here, Gordy, who was actually born at the Fort Worth Children's Zoo with literally a rear leg on backwards. It was pointing the wrong direction. It was super pathetic to see and look at. And Gordy went through six or seven surgeries down there, and they actually reversed his leg. And then Columbus asked us to take him on a permanent basis. Some of our animals are zoo animals, but still more than half the animals here are rescued former exotic pets, including parrots and, believe it or not, kangaroos and alligators. And so take on these animals when we can and give them a better home, and then also use them in educational programs.
Did you have any births of any animals there at the Creature Conservancy?
By and large, we neuter, spay, or segregate everything, virtually everything, because the problem is there are too many of these, particularly exotic animals out there. But there are a couple of animals that we do allow to procreate because we seem to have a knack for it, and there's a real reason to have more of them, either genetically because their home is disappearing in the wild, and to become animal ambassadors at zoos. And so we're really excited that we had a sloth born this year. It happens to us about every other year, and it's a wonderful event. It's doing really well. It's about 3 months old. We were in a cooperative breeding program with the Columbus Zoo, and so ultimately this animal will go there, be directed to another zoo. So we certainly don't put any exotic animals back out into the pet trade.
Was it a slow birth?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because this was actually one that we've had babies now for quite a number of years. This is one that we actually got a couple of good pictures of as it was being born. We try not to be too intrusive, but yeah, it was sort of a slow birth.
That was a sloth joke, Steve. I don't know why I felt it was necessary, but there you go. But you mentioned school groups visiting the Creature Conservancy, and I think like a lot of other attractions in the Ann Arbor area, that is not happening anymore. And how is that impacting you?
Well, that's a huge impact. Our two biggest sources of revenue are actually school field trips. We don't charge much, $7 a head for school kids come here and spend half a day. It's a very intense. I get to see a lot of different animals and get a lot of really good biological instruction. So having field trips with school groups coming in is in the springtime is one of our big revenue sources, and that didn't happen this past school year. Looks like with the plan going forward for schools, field trips have been banned for this current school year that we're coming up to. So that's really cut out about 25% of our annual income, both from this current year and going forward in next year. And then our biggest source of income actually are summer camps, which we had to cancel this year and largely refund most of the money from those. And so we've lost a little more than half of our revenue just from the effects of COVID. And then, of course, on weekends, we do have open hours to the general public, but we've reduced it down to small groups of 30 people at a time, even though it's a pretty good-sized space that we work out of. We want to keep it safe for everybody and safe for the animals. So we've cut down our admission fees that we charge on weekends to the general public. So we're looking at losing more than 50% of our annual income because of this crisis. And it's not like we had money floating around doing nothing anyway. We're a nonprofit that's still relatively new without any sort of endowment and not exactly getting a lot of grants. I do realize that, you know, people and businesses are really suffering throughout this crisis as well. I think one of the different things about us is that we can only reduce the staff so much because we still have to feed and water the animals. And we've increased the number of volunteers that we rely on, you know, as much as we can. We still have to buy food for these animals. And, you know, businesses and to some extent people have the opportunity to ask for help. They can, you know, hit up the government, hit up friends, hit up relatives. These animals we have to provide for, and they don't have the opportunity to go out and seek help from other people and other animals. And so it's really up to us to provide for these animals. And so it's a pretty tough situation. Yeah. Right now. We are needing to rely on our donor base to pony up and help us get through these next few months.
How many animals overall are inside the Creature Conservancy in Ann Arbor?
We have about 80 different species. Not all are on display at any one time. We often rotate the displays, but we have about 80 different species and more than 300 animals. It takes a group of about 5 or 6 volunteers about 3 or 4 hours every morning just to make all of the food bowls for all the animals. And then there's an evening round of feeding and closing down and cleaning up. So we have somewhere around 80 volunteers in total. We're down to about 3 staff members, and then maybe 4 staff members from about 12. So that's had a huge impact on everybody's stress levels.
I have to ask this question far too many times during this global health crisis. What's the prognosis for the Creature Conservancy? How concerned are you that you may have to close, or are you determined to stay open no matter what?
I don't think we have a choice but to stay open. I mean, the cold reality is that we're considering that possibility. You know, what do we do if we simply can't make it? And we make plans for reopening and make plans for a complete shutdown. You have to be versatile and have a plan for lots of different outcomes. And the thing of it is that a lot of these animals that come from the Huron Valley Humane Society. Well, just in a moment where we'd like to say, hey, remember all those tortoises you sent our way because of the tortoise hoard situation? Will you take them all back? it's at the same moment that they're calling us to take on more. I don't see, Lisa, that there's a choice for us to just power through this. And I don't have a really good answer for you, but I don't see a viable option for these animals. There's a real need for an organization like ours to be there when humane societies and animal control, can't deal with these exotic animals. And again, I just feel really bad for these animals. We just don't have a choice, and we're doing what we can.
Just one more impact of COVID-19 and our current pandemic on the animals in Washtenaw County. That is Steve from the Creature Conservancy in Ann Arbor. Thank you so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Hey, thank you for checking in with us.